TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. It's raised by wolves.
It sure is raised by wolves.
Welcome back again. Time number three this week.
Yeah, I think with
it's been a busy week.
Yeah, with the way the week is going, I think we just figured we might as well do as many of these as we can. We're going to be live on the air
tomorrow,
Thursday.
That is February 7th on 1500 AM Score North.
Yeah. Have you, when you've ever been out on air, have you ever come close to slipping up and saying 1500 ESPN at all?
No, because I'm not the one that has to reset things for the most part right now.
Right.
So I'm not really in that position.
I've come close a couple times.
I typically don't throw it to break. If I do throw it to break, though, I don't throw it to break in a traditional way when I'm in it. Like when I try and end a segment and throw it to break, I try and end with a joke. Like, I try and end with a joke that's kind of like a mic drop, and then a commercial can just immediately play after whatever I said.
Sure.
Like, there was that one time Judd got mad at me for making jokes to try and end the segment. Do you remember that?
I was making
the 50 Cent jokes?
Oh, yeah.
Or no, the Jay-Z ones.
The Jay-Z ones, the day after
Tib got fired. Judd got mad about that.
We were just making a bunch of Jay-Z references.
Glenn Taylor's a businessman. Tib's had 99 problems.
99 problems.
Anyways, trade deadline coming up. Tough loss last night for the Wolves. That's an inexcusable one, and we'll get to that in a little bit. Also, a different voice today. We have Seth Auger in studio. He is our resident social media specialist and does all of our really cool graphics. And I've got a couple, like, and he used to work for the Timberwolves. Like, he used to be at Timberwolves. If you follow them on Twitter, that used to be Seth.
He no longer is.
Yeah, you're not good enough anymore.
You used to be at Timberwolves?
That was me.
You didn't know that?
Used to be.
And they don't follow me.
I do know that. I was making an Angels in the Outfield joke there. You guys are too young to remember that movie.
I remember that movie. I don't remember
You used
anything.
To be Mel Clark?
I remember that. Yeah. I remember the Timberwolves
used to be.
being brought up in there. But one of my favorite fascinations with the trade deadline is, one, how teams handle it on social media, and two, how quick their graphics get done. Like, it is, and how poorly some of them are done. Like, whoever did FS1's jersey swap of Tobias Harris into a Sixers uniform did an atrocious job today.
Oh, I got to look this up now.
Oh, my. It was on First Things First. I think Phil Hecken, who is like part of UniWatch or whatever, tweeted it out. It looked atrocious.
So it was on the First Things First?
It was
Twitter
on
feed?
The.
Or was it on FS1's
it might have
Twitter
been.
Feed?
It might not have been on either of their Twitter feeds. It might have just been it was a screenshot someone took. Phil Hecken retweeted it 3 hours ago.
Okay, yeah, I see it now.
It is.
And it's like Joel and
No, hang on. It is just Tobias Harris. It's on the set with Chris Carter and Nick Wright, and I cannot for the life of me remember the woman's name.
Okay, this is the one.
Who hosts show? Yes,
this is the one I'm seeing.
It is that
okay,
it's
yep.
the one Seth is showing right
sure.
there.
Okay,
it is
yep, yep.
so horrendous. And whoever did that did a terrible job.
He looks Seth, like he's wearing a practice jersey on.
How
something.
Much goes into that?
A jersey swap?
Yeah, like that.
I mean, it can be anywhere from.
And did Nelson Cruz thank you for doing one?
Nelson Cruz did thank me. He used it as his profile picture on Twitter. I am forever thankful for that.
That was fantastic.
It was
that was
awesome.
A fantastic
I did
job
not get
you.
A chance to tell him that I was the one that made it at Twins Fest, which that'll come this summer when I see him.
Why didn't you tell him?
Derek was like, let's play the slow game here, all right? And I was like, all right, man, whatever. anyways, yeah, a jersey swap can be anywhere from, you know, 1 hour working on it to like four, depending on how detailed you want it. Obviously, this person probably did it in 10 minutes. They probably were like Manny and saw the trade at 1 a.m. and just was like, all right, let's throw something together while half sleeping.
I slept like 3.5 hours last night because Woj and Shams they both reported that the trade was done at like 1 a.m. or something right around that time. And I was just up and tweeting and I basically didn't go to sleep after that.
So we got a snowstorm yesterday, obviously. And Jonathan Harrison, producer of Score North Live with Matthew Collar and Mackie and Judd with Rami. Mm-hmm. Lives like 6 hours away, basically. He commutes every day, just drives more than anyone I know.
Lives in New Prague.
Like 6 hours away.
Yep.
And
close.
So he slept over last night because he didn't want to drive in the snow, and he had to be back here this morning. So he's like, hey, is it cool if I just crash at your place for the night? Like, would you mind? I'm like, totally cool, dude. So we played video games, and then at like midnight, I'm like, dude, I'm exhausted. Like, I'm going to bed. He's like, all right, yeah, whatever night. Like, he slept on the couch. I went to my room. I'm up until 2:30 because that trade happens, and then I get a couple DMs about it, and I'm having conversations about the trade. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, I looked at my phone. Next thing I know, it's like 2:60. I'm like, oh, my God, I've got to go to bed. It's exhausting. I do think that that trade kind of opens up a bit of a window for the Wolves. I don't know how large, but I think this, for all intents and purposes, eliminates the Clippers from the playoff race.
Yeah.
You can't trade your best player for that and make the playoffs still.
How many games do the Wolves have left with the Clippers?
With the Clippers?
Against the Clippers.
They play on the Monday. LA comes here. I am not sure. I know they have at least two.
Yeah, I can't even remember the past games.
I think because
this year.
Have the Clippers been here already yet? I'm trying to remember.
If they were, they were before I got here.
I don't think they were, but I could be.
Maybe this upcoming one might be their only trip to Target Center. I can't remember if they've already been here yet this year or not.
Well, hopefully that means a couple more wins.
They played at LA November 5th.
Yep, I remember that.
They lost 120-109.
Yep.
And then they play here on Monday. They play here on March 26th.
Okay.
So they only have three matchups.
Okay.
But two of them are here.
Okay, so they haven't been here yet.
But them trading Tobias, I think, essentially says we're not going for it this year. We're trying to open up large pockets of cap space so we can go for it this summer. We want to sign Kawhi and KD, or Kawhi and Kyrie, or KD and Kyrie, or Jimmy Butler.
Do you think the Clippers said Boban and Tobias are a package deal?
I hope so.
I hope
so, too.
That
would be so awesome.
I hope so.
They've gone everywhere together. They are the greatest.
I love Boban.
Oh, like, he's fun.
He's number one in NBA history in, what was it, PER?
Yes,
yeah.
I think so, yeah. I love Boban.
Fantastic.
Like, now I'm bummed that we don't get two visits for him this year. We only get one. I'm really bummed about that.
That is sad.
I love seeing Boban. Boban is the player in the NBA that is most likely to own a pet dinosaur. Like, if you look at him, you can't tell me that's not true.
Probably, yes. Robert Covington, dude, with
he's
all
just
of his
snakes.
Animals.
I think it's Boban.
All right.
I think they would have been friends, though, if he were still
Rocco's
in
into snakes, huh?
Rocco's got a couple snakes. He told the story earlier this year, actually, when Atlanta was in town, because Lloyd Pierce is Atlanta's head coach, and he was an assistant in Philadelphia for a number of years, and he's actually he's a guy that Covington attributes a lot of his defensive success to. He thinks that Lloyd Pierce has helped him out tremendously. And if you remember, actually, when Pierce was named the head coach of the Hawks last year, Covington flew to Atlanta and went to the press conference. Like, they're really,
really
close. Yeah.
Wow.
He and
That's
Pierce
awesome.
And Covington are really close. So Pierce told this story about when they had like a breakfast club thing in Philadelphia that like, each player at some point had to give a presentation to the team about something about their life, just like kind of a team bonding type thing. Mm-hmm. Well, Covington did his on reptiles and snakes, and he was talking about how much he likes snakes. And then he said at the end of the presentation, he grabbed his book bag and he opened it up and his snake crawled out. And he's like, here's,
whoops.
I forget the name. And he goes, and you guys need to meet whoever.
Uh-huh.
And he said that the whole locker room just scattered. He said, Joel, and he said he's never seen Joel, because I asked Covington about it. He said Joel Embiid ran as far away from that thing as he possibly could, which is the most on-brand thing for Joel Embiid ever.
Yes, that is, yeah, that is totally Joel Embiid. That's hilarious.
But yeah, I hope Boban was a package deal with Tobias. I think that they should be joint for their careers. It'd be heartbreaking to see Bobby and Toby separated.
I saw my guy, Sean Hyken, who's been a guest on this podcast a few times before you guys got here. He tweeted out like last night, like he was joking, but he said like there's something in the CBA that says that Tobias and Boban have to be traded together at all times. I thought that was
pretty
funny.
Has to be. That's what it's got to be. I mean,
yeah.
Have you guys seen their show?
No, I have not watched it.
It's awesome.
Is it
phenomenal?
Awesome. I've only seen like, you know, I don't think I've seen a whole episode of it, but I mean, I've seen bits and pieces of it, but they're good together. They are like Romeo and Juliet. They are
Romeo
amazing.
And Juliet, he says.
I couldn't think of another dynamic duo. I wasn't going to say Danny and Manny.
Could have.
All right. They're like Danny and Manny. It's
there you
just
go.
Amazing.
We're a package deal now, Danny.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I want to tie myself to that. But, yeah, I think that this could open up a window for the Wolves. But the Wolves have done themselves no favors. Yeah. Last night was bad.
Last night
might be the worst loss of the season. It's up there with that game against Atlanta.
But you had to expect it, right?
No, you don't expect that.
Well, you haven't been around here long enough then, because Memphis and Minnesota do not
play good games. last year's worst loss of the season.
Yeah, but Marc Gasol's played in all those games.
Yeah, that's true.
Marc Gasol didn't play last night.
Yeah,
they just didn't show up. They were down 23-4 to Memphis.
I know, without Marc Gasol, and Memphis is.
Not trying to win games at all.
So yeah, I mean they do this all the time when they play the Grizzlies for whatever reason.
The one positive from last night was how good Dario Saric was.
He was amazing.
Saric was awesome last night.
How about Luol Deng last night?
I know we talked about this with Dane yesterday. I gotta think someone's called about him.
Lakers.
That would be hilarious.
It'd be awesome.
That would be so freaking funny if they're still paying his stretched out contract and paying for him on the minimum at the same time. That would be amazing.
But they've got to, I mean, they've got to move Tolliver, right? We talked about this yesterday with Dane. Like, it makes all the sense in the world.
You would think that they would, but I mean, a lot of things have made sense that they haven't done. Winning last night would have made sense.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it have?
Yeah.
I mean, Tolliver only played 13 minutes.
And he can help somebody. He can help somebody. If he's not going to be a huge factor here, if he's not in the long-term plans, I don't understand the point of keeping him around. He can help somebody else. And then you can pick, even if it's a mid-second round pick.
Just a second round pick.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's better than having a second round pick is better than not having a second round pick.
Collecting assets.
Yeah. So we still have, as of this taping, we still have 24 hours before the trade deadline. So maybe something
not
happens.
Not quite. We got 23 hours and 46 minutes.
46 minutes.
It's 3:14 Central Time right now, guys.
What would be your ideal package for Tolliver? Picks or a player?
I don't think you can get a quality player for him. Yeah. I think you can get a second round pick, and that's kind of the cap there.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get much else.
Because if you're gonna take on a player, you would probably want to take on an expiring contract, and he's an expiring contract. So it's kind of like if you make a trade for a player, it's just there's basically really no point. But I think get some sort of an asset. If it ends up being the 45th pick in the draft, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Take it. It's not much, but you never know what that pick could turn into. If you repurpose it into something else, or if you just
combine
it
with other second round picks.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It just makes all the sense in the world. I mean, I understand a little bit more about a hesitancy to move Taj, but if Tolliver is not in your long term plans and he's not in your short term plans either, there's really no point in holding on to him beyond tomorrow. I just don't really get it.
Let me ask you this. Would you move Saric in the starting lineup? Because he's a guy, he's gone on record. He was asked at his introductory press conference back in November if he prefers to come off the bench or be a starter. He said he wants to be a starter. Like, he does not want to be a guy that comes off the bench. Taj Gibson has said, I don't care. I just don't want to flip-flop. Like, I want it to be, like, once it's changed, keep it changed. Don't, like, change it on a regular basis. Let me have a routine. So he would be okay going off the bench. And Saric plays better when he starts. Like, I think that's shown.
Last night,
he got early run because Taj was in foul trouble, right?
Yeah.
And he had his best game.
Yeah, he was really good
last
night.
I think that those two things probably correlate a little bit.
I would say yes. I think Saric should start. My only thing is against certain matchups.
It's tough for Cat.
Yeah, and against certain matchups, like a game like last night, like let's say Marc Gasol does play last night.
It's tough for Cat.
Do you want to start Saric? Because now you got Cat having to deal with Marc Gasol instead of Taj.
Because
if Gasol plays last night, Taj is on him. Kat's not guarding him. But if you start Šarić, then Kat's got to be the one to take on Marc Gasol. And I don't know if Kat's a guy that can – I mean, we've seen Kat struggle when he has to defend against bigger, physical, prototypical throwback centers. And so, yeah, I mean, I think the other side of that is you don't really play a whole lot of teams that are like that. So most of the time it would make sense to start Šarić anyway, right?
Well, when what teams would it not make sense to start him against?
Well, Memphis, is if Gasol's playing. Well,
he's going to be gone.
Right.
Orlando? No. I don't see. I mean, Vooch doesn't scare me that much in terms of the way he needs to be guarded. New Orleans, Anthony Davis isn't going to play.
Utah?
L.A., okay. But yeah, they don't run their offense through Gobert.
Sure.
Like, it's not as if he's the focal point offensively the way Gasol is, the way Joel Embiid is. Not Houston, not New York, not Milwaukee, not Sacramento.
Philadelphia.
That's it.
Yeah.
Not Washington. Maybe OKC.
Probably OKC, yeah.
But I think that I would make that move. I would start.
But it's like
the Wolves
at this point,
if you're the Wolves, you need to find out what you have in him.
Absolutely.
Because he's going to be a restricted. He's eligible for an extension this summer. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a restricted free agent after next season. You need to figure out this guy's value because you don't want to find yourself, and he's not going to get the same type of money that Wiggins has, obviously.
Mm-hmm. He's going to make bank, though.
Yes. And you don't want to find yourself with another bad contract because you didn't know what you had in him.
Right.
You don't want to be in that
situation. And you're signing him because of the idea of him without really having an idea of who he is. So, yeah, no, I hear you. But I just look at this team, though, and there's so many decisions that they have to make this summer. I mean, they got to...
It's a very important summer in this franchise.
They have to figure out Gorgie Jang. They have to figure it out because that is
I don't know.
But that is such a huge cap hit that Let's say they start Šarić for the rest of the year and he plays well and they figure, okay, we want this guy to be a part of our long-term plans.
Which I think that they want him to be as of right now. That's the feeling I get from that organization is that they want Šarić part of the future here.
But now, so if you sign him, let's say Šarić, you get an extension on him and it's, let's say, 4 and 60.
Okay.
So about 15 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got Kat at... You know, if Kat makes all NBA team, he's going to make 30 plus next year, right?
His contract will be 190.
Yeah. And then you got Wiggs at 26, 27 ish. Then you got Gorgie at 16, 17. And then you got Šarić at, now Gorgie will probably be.
Covington's at what?
Covington's at 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. Now you would have, by the time Šarić's deal kicks in, Teague would be off the books. I think Gorgie would only have, 1 year left? But you could be looking at, for 2021, you could be looking at a pretty hefty payroll.
I know they talked about this on Mackey and Judd with Rami yesterday. What would you guys give up to get off of Andrew Wiggins' deal? Because you can't trade that for something without attaching an asset.
A protected first?
I think that's what I would do too.
And this is why this goes back to the Tolliver conversation. Because if you could flip Tolliver for a second round pick and somehow package that second round pick with another second round pick and turn it into maybe a late first round pick, you could maybe use that late first round pick to try and get off of or Gorgie contract or an Andrew Wiggins contract.
Yeah.
But that's probably, if you want to get off of Wiggins' contract, that's probably what it's going to take.
Would you consider moving Okogie?
No.
Mm-mm.
I would not.
Good answer.
I think Okogie, his ceiling is a starter on a very good playoff team. I think Okogie absolutely should be part of the future here. I would not move him.
Yeah. And if you move Wiggins and you use Okogie to attach, you know, if you attach Okogie to a Wiggins deal to move Wiggins, then you're just ruining your backcourt anyway because you just don't really have any. You're just not going to have any options. Yeah. So, Yeah, I think it would probably take. I would do a protected first. Certainly,
what,
like
would
a lottery,
the protection be?
Lottery.
I would do top 20.
Top 20.
I would do top 20 protected for 2020, 2021. Like have the protections decrease and then ultimately 2 seconds.
Now, what's interesting about that is, and I mean, a lot can happen between now and this summer, but
sure.
Who could potential candidates be?
That's the tough part.
Atlanta?
No. I think Atlanta's got a very smart and savvy front office, and they want to model themselves after the Warriors. They're not committing to that type of money right now with anybody. I mean, they might trade Torian Prince.
Yeah.
The Knicks.
If the Knicks strike out in free agency, which they're not going to, they're getting Kevin Durant. then maybe. But they're not going to strike out in free agency.
We'll see.
Last summer, I would have thought Sacramento, but now I'm not sure that they would do that now. Either. I don't think they would do that.
Although they do have interest in Harrison Barnes, and I think Harrison Barnes and Wiggins are similar. Barnes is better, obviously, but they're similar types of players.
Barnes is on a shorter contract.
Yeah, Barnes has an option next year for 25.
Player?
Yeah.
Yeah, what teams do you think called on Wiggins already this year?
I mean, John Krasinski of The Athletic reported that some did to see if the Wolves would be willing to sell low on him. Which makes it sound to me like they're not willing to give up an asset to get off of him. If they weren't willing to sell low on him, but what's your favorite trade been so far?
Malachi Richardson, man.
That was gonna be mine.
For me, it's been the Tobias Harris trade. I know that's kind of a easy answer, but
I love Philadelphia doing that.
Philadelphia's starting five is going to be so good now.
The thing is, Milwaukee's kind of not screwed because they're still really talented. But Milwaukee just doesn't have the wherewithal to be able to pull off a trade right now because they don't have the assets.
That would be terrible to know that AD wants to come to your team and you can't
I don't think he wants to put together
a package.
I don't think he wants to.
Well, on a short list that...
No, here's what I think.
One A, B, and C, the Lakers.
Here's what I think that list was. That list was, we want to go to the Lakers, or we want to go to a big market, but we're not, if we can win in a small market, we'll do that. So here, let's name the Clippers big market, the Knicks big market, or the Bucks winning. But, oh, by the way, of those three teams that we named, none of them can pull off a deal the Lakers can. You're getting if you're going to trade us to one of those other three teams, you're not going to get the same return you can get from the Lakers. That's what that was. That was, we're open to going somewhere other than the Lakers, but you're not going to get as much from those teams. They don't have as much.
But we know the feeling of Kyrie putting the Wolves on the list when he was wanting out.
Right.
Wolves were on that short list. So I can understand what Bucks fans are feeling right now. Like, oh man, like AD, really? And then can't package anything for him. It's a bad feeling.
I think, weren't the Bucks on Kyrie's list, too?
I can't remember who was on it.
But they were talked about, though. I seem to remember them being talked about.
They might have been talked about, but his list was...
San Antonio.
Here, San Antonio, the Nets, the Knicks. I don't even know if Boston was on it originally.
I don't think they were. And they may not have been on this list, but I think they were talked about.
And maybe the Clippers.
Because they hadn't traded for Eric Bledsoe yet.
No, they traded for Bledsoe last November.
Yeah, when he tweeted out he didn't want to be here.
Hey, man, haircuts suck. That's one of my... So we're going to do a bracket of, like, the best tweets ever, and Eric Bledsoe's is on there. It's got to be.
Is it, like, seated?
We're still compiling the tweets, but, like, Ja Rule's tweet's going to be on there.
Ja Rule's tweet, I feel like, would be a really, like, high-seeded tweet.
Probably going to be a one seed.
Yeah. It might even have, like, a region named after it. Possibly. I don't know. I think that'll be it for us.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got anything else?
No, I mean, unless you want to talk more Anthony Davis or...
He's going to go to the Lakers, though. He's going to end up with the Lakers.
Probably. Seth, do you have any words?
Because
you were just kind of quiet
summer.
The whole time. You just sat there and watched us talk.
What are you talking about?
Zepf has contributed a lot, I thought.
I don't think so. Expecting more.
Where do you think Rubio goes? Does he get go to Memphis?
I'm curious to where he might end up this summer.
Mike Conley does not want to go to Utah.
Why would you want to be in Memphis?
If he gets traded, he wants to get traded to the East. He don't want to get traded to the Utah Jazz. He does not want to play in Utah. That's what Brian Windhorst said.
Memphis to Utah Brian. Would just be two cities that I don't want to be in.
At least Memphis has like a cool barbecue scene and music.
Beale Street is a lot of fun in Memphis.
I mean, Utah's just got a Salt Lake.
I've been there once just for a job interview this summer, and it was...
Memphis?
Yeah. And where'd you go? It was not fun.
Were you walking
in
Memphis?
Did you go on Beale Street?
Drove past Beale Street and drove past like the whole river area. I didn't get out of the car until I got to FedEx Forum. But
so you weren't walking in Memphis?
So I guess I wasn't walking in Memphis. I was driving in Memphis, and I wasn't impressed.
But you got to like go down like Beale Street. You got to walk down Beale Street. You got to park. It was also
2 in the afternoon, so I don't know if nighttime is better.
In the summertime, that's when I was in Memphis a few years ago.
And it was pouring rain. Afternoon.
Was it pouring rain?
It was.
Okay, yeah, that guy
walking in Memphis.
It was like 52 degrees in August and pouring rain. It was not fun.
He probably doesn't think Vegas is cool either.
Never been to Vegas. I would love to go.
Never been to Vegas either.
Vegas is cool.
That's what I've been
Summer
told.
League.
I'd like to go for Summer League. We're trying to make it happen.
We'll do it.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, so. All right.
Is this a new outro?
No, it's one we have in the system on the rotation.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Follow Danny on Twitter at Real D Cunningham. Follow me at Manny Hill 84. Seth, what is your Twitter handle? We follow each other.
At Seth Auger.
It's at Seth Auger. Yeah.
A-U-G-E-R.
You're real, so lucky. Clever. You're so lucky you get to just use your name.
I know. There's actually like 4 other Seth Augers on Twitter, though.
There's a Manny Hill on Twitter that hasn't tweeted in like 10 years.
Steal it.
I went somehow to high school with another Danny Cunningham.
Really?
Yes.
That's why it's Real D Cunningham?
Yeah, he's fake.
Find this podcast on Podcast One, iTunes, and the all-new ScoreNorth.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time on Raised by Wolves.